The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. This morning I had a neat conversation with a friend of mine. He and his wife just started homeschooling their children today, and he had some questions, knowing that our family homeschooled for 13 years. It was wonderful to hear the excitement and the nervousness all rolled up into one ball of commitment to the future of their children. It took me back to the days when we first began our homeschool. The fondest memories I have in life are those days when I began to teach our children all the academic subjects from the principles of the Bible. Oh yes, we had textbooks, which others who had worked in Christian education had put together. But we were very careful to select those texts which used the methodology of the Bible to teach the academic subjects. We didn't use texts which had been written by humanists. Neither did we use texts which tried to, quote, Christianize humanistic methods by just adding Bible verses or Christian symbols to the text, but which left the method of teaching unchanged. We tried to rediscover and teach the method America's founders had used in teaching their children. We reasoned, after all, if their method produced the greatest nation in world history, why would we want to change it? We believed we should duplicate it, not change it. And we're very pleased with the type of character and reasoning ability it produced in our children. The Bible teaches both the reason for education and the method with which to educate. It says, quote, all Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. If we teach children, then correct them to their face with the standard the Bible sets for that subject, then show them how to do it right and walk them through doing it right, and through all this process, insist that they live according to the righteous standard which the Bible teaches, you will furnish a child with all he needs to be a success in life. America's founders believed in this kind of education. Sam Adams, the father of the American Revolution, once wrote, quote, let divines and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age by impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, of inculcating in the minds of youth the fear and love of the deity, in other words, God, and universal philanthropy, and in subordination to these great principles, the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, without which they never can act a wise part in the government of societies, great or small. In short, he said, of leading them in the study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system. Shouldn't you be leading your children in the study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system? Shouldn't this be the aim of all our educational institutions, private or public? After all, isn't self-discipline the real aim of education? Nothing works without it. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our desire is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.